producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go to your calls after our guest gets off here at the bottom of the hour, but we're talking to Gad Saad, who is a behavioral scientist, about feminism, about social justice warriors, about the threat to free speech, and now I want to switch to social media and mob outrage, which of course is becoming an increasingly potent force. Social media outrage, basically people being publicly shamed, fired from their jobs. We saw it a few weeks ago with the lawyer who had the temerity to call a female's, you know, LinkedIn picture stunning, God forbid. He was fired, he was publicly shamed. And again, in some cases, people being physically hounded for their politically incorrect free speech. But there's something of a backlash brewing against this phenomenon. And Gad Saad, would you agree that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the biggest threat to free speech is now not necessarily the state. It's these hate mobs on Twitter, on Facebook, who have basically accumulated this power simply from being perpetually offended. They amplify each other's offense, even though it's completely baseless in most cases. Now they've accumulated this power of public shaming, which in many cases is more powerful than the state when they try to crush free speech via direct censorship.
Absolutely. Look, let me give you a few personal anecdotes. I often ask some of my colleagues who should be at the forefront of engaging the public, right? I mean, as academics and as scientists, I mean, yes, sure, we could work within our areas of expertise, but some of us have, opinions to share about all sorts of issues. We should be drawing a bridge to the public at large. Yet many of them will get back to me and say, gee, you know, I sometimes look at your public platform and I wish I could do what you could do. I say, well, why don't you? And oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes the answer that I get back is, frankly, I'm afraid. I'm afraid because of some of the dynamics that you mentioned at the start of your question, right? I mean, I don't want to expose myself to these ravenous mobs. I don't want to perhaps say something once that might be misconstrued. I'll give you an example. A colleague of mine once tweeted, he was trying to make a quip, okay? And maybe it was a silly one, but he said something to the effect, and I'm going to paraphrase, you know, overweight people, if you don't have the willpower to resist the next pasta dish, then, maybe you won't have the ability to finish your dissertations. It's obnoxious. It's annoying. It's probably ill-advised. But he was trying to be witty, and it backfired. Now, it backfired so powerfully. And this is a very, very respected, lovely, gentle guy. It so backfired that people were calling for him to lose his tenured position. Now, this is a guy who's lived his life very honorably. He's a very well-respected scientist. I know him personally. I know his character. You know, he tried his luck at a joke that was probably idiotic, and it failed. Now, to imagine that people could be so diabolically nasty that that mistake that he made should end his career and that they would call for that is simply breathtaking. And so in most cases, people don't want to join the discussion because they're afraid of the repercussions. And hence, we have self-censorship again.
And again, you mentioned the fat-shaming angle there. I've made videos about that. There was actually a TV show recently, like a sitcom. And one of the skits, which was like a promotional thing for the 30-minute TV show, was basically a fat guy, very fat guy, obese, sat in a doctor's office, saying, you know, doctor, what's wrong with me? And the doctor says, well, you're fat. That's what's wrong with you. They called for the show to be banned.
Yeah.
That's the level it's got to, where humor, and Jerry Seinfeld, a bunch of other people have complained about this, where humor is now you know, not to be tolerated whatsoever. We're going to come back with Gad Saad after the break. We're going to talk about social media and mob outrage. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson back live with the Alex Jones Show. We've got Gad Saad on the line for another 20, 25 minutes or so. Top story on Infowars.com. This is also linked on the Drudge Report. Obama, American suspicion of government is paralyzing. In a somewhat under-the-radar interview, the president made some candid comments that reveal more than usual regarding his end-of-office agenda, noting that he finds Americans' common skepticism of government paralyzing, which is interesting given our topic of conversation, political correctness, which of course was started by the Frankfurt School. That's how it was imported into America. It was embraced by the Soviets. It was embraced by Maoist China, who of course defined a politically incorrect opinion as one that disagreed with the state, again, illustrating the fact that this is a top-down tool of censorship and oppression. This isn't a grassroots, bottom-up movement for people to be kinder to each other. It's nothing to do with that. This is a threat to free speech. It's a threat to open debate. It's infected our universities, and it needs to be addressed. And there is a backlash against it. In fact, if you read John Ronson's book, So You've Been Publicly Shamed, he kind of underscores the point that you don't apologize to these people. That's the only way you win. That's the only way you come out on top. It's the only way you don't get fired from your job, publicly shamed, by not apologizing, by not backing down, because these outrage mobs are paper tigers. When you actually challenge them and stand up to them, they disappear. They completely evaporate. But we're talking to Gad Saad about this, and it's youtube.com/GadSaad, or he's on Twitter at Gad Saad, again, G-A-D-S-A-A-D. You can find out more of his content there. But again, social media. A lot of this social justice warrior mob outrage is driven by what's become to be known as virtue signaling. And that means basically hashtag activism and people espousing politically correct beliefs simply to make themselves look good, simply to earn social brownie points with the rest of their progressive friends, whether they even believe in those opinions or not, or whether they're just being lazy, you know, for example, sharing the Kony 2012 video before even watching it or knowing what it was about. So, Gad Saad, from a behavioral and psychological perspective, why is virtue signaling such a compelling temptation for people to engage in? Why has it become so pervasive?
Well, so it's a great question because I actually discussed this in several of my books. So let's, before I address that specific question, let's talk about, for example, conspicuous consumption, right? The idea, for example, that, you know, why is it that 99% of Ferrari owners tend to be men? Well, it's because it's a form of peacocking, right? In the same way that the peacock uses his tail to send certain signals about his phenotypic quality, right? How good his genes are, because they are honest signals of his fitness. Humans engage in all sorts of signaling, men and women, but contrary to what feminists tell us, men and women use different sex-specific signals to typically impress one another. Well, in the case of virtue signaling, I am signaling not necessarily my wealth or my beauty, but I'm signaling certain attributes that I think that my social network is going to find desirable. And so in the case of hashtag activism, I'm basically demonstrating that I care about the world, that I care about something beyond myself. I'm not narcissistic. But of course, it's hypocritical because the same people who do the hashtag stuff won't take on the really serious issues. They don't really speak about female genital mutilation or throwing acid on women's faces or child brides or honor killings. That would be scary, you see, because there could be repercussions from the people that you're criticizing. But to go after the poor, inane, somewhat castrated, sorry to say it this way, shirtgate guy, because he wore a shirt that seemed to have some offensive images on them, even though those images were drawn by a woman. That actually can still show that I am engaged socially, that I could be outraged by the patriarchy, and there won't be any backlash against me. So I could show that I am serious and engaged and not risk the fact of losing my head. Perfect. Let's do some virtue signaling.
And I had an experience with this, you know, in my personal life. My girlfriend's dad is basically, you know, a Guardian reader, a progressive, a left-winger, a liberal. With this whole migrant crisis, this has given people the opportunity to virtue signal to an unbelievable level. Basically, right. They've got a 5-bedroom house, and, you know, given London housing standards, it's not a big house. The bedrooms are tiny. He actually wanted to take in 2 immigrant families to live in these 2 office bedrooms, which were basically, you know, tiny. They couldn't have housed a family. They could barely house 1 person in there. So again, merely making this observation, this advocacy for virtue signaling, with no intention whatsoever of following through on it, simply to earn these social brownie points, that's what it's all about. But I want to say, go ahead.
Sorry, before you go on, there's a paper by a colleague, some marketing colleagues, I don't remember the exact title of the paper, but they say, I mean, speaking of virtue signaling, they say going green to be seen, right? So instead of using, let's say, a Ferrari to impress, you get that Prius. Boy, it shows that you are green and you are serious and you can hug trees and so on.
Yeah, and again, you find often in these people's personal lives, they're not following through on any of this. They're not really green people. They don't really give a damn. They just want the perception that they are to get the social brownie points. But again, staying on social media, I just want to move on to this. You know, these studies have shown that social media is making people more depressed, despite the virtue signaling, despite the social brownie points. We've got an article here from The Atlantic, and we touched upon this with Anthony Gucciardi earlier. The flight from conversation. The psychologist Sherry Turkle argues that replacing face-to-face communication with smartphones is diminishing people's capacity for empathy. We also have the studies showing that, you know, Facebook makes people depressed because it creates this false impression that everybody else's life is so dynamic and so interesting, theirs isn't. Then we've got the interaction with this article, which of course is, in the real world, social interaction is a crucial element of maintaining emotional stability and happiness. But in terms of the cyber world, it seems to have the opposite effect. It only seems to make people more alienated when they're using these supposed social networks. It only seems to be making them more disconnected from other people and more unhappy. So why is this happening? And, you know, what impact is this growing obsession with narcissism, which I think you've also talked about, having, you know, on just the way that humans behave, how they interact with each other, and how their brains are wired?
Well, there's a great study that I think was conducted, a longitudinal study over 70 years. I might get some of the details wrong, where they sort of looked at longitudinally what ultimately makes people happy. And I think the leader of that project sort of summarized it by simply saying something to the effect of, you know, just have meaningful relationships with people that love you and you love them back, or something to that effect. We are a social species, right? One of the reasons why placing somebody in solitary confinement could be considered cruel and unusual punishment, even though putting them out in general public might expose them to being knifed and shanked and killed and raped, well, people are willing to take that risk, because ultimately to put me alone is maybe a greater punishment than me having to face an onslaught of aggressive folks. At least I am amongst others. And so I think what social media does, to some extent it is good. It allows me to reconnect with people that I might not have seen since my childhood in Lebanon. But on the other hand, once taken to an extreme, it is very isolating. And I mean, frankly, I've succumbed to it at times, right? Where my wife will come to me and say, and she'll say something like, could you please get off, you know, your social media and just pay a bit of attention to us? It's a very intoxicating set of portals, because it makes us feel as though we're connected with the world, but paradoxically, it also disconnects us from those that maybe are closest to us.
We're talking to Professor Gad Saad. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/Gad Saad. Racing through the topics here, I want to mention universities and free speech, because obviously you're a professor, you move amongst these people, some of them are your friends. You know, trigger warnings, safe spaces, this complete intolerance for intellectual diversity on college campuses. Banning feminists and anti-feminists recently at Manchester University. They had an event called Does Feminism Have a Problem with Free Speech? And they banned a feminist and an anti-feminist, Julie Bindle and Milo Yiannopoulos, because they might trigger, God forbid, they might challenge the ideas of the people who attend that university. So when did universities go from, you know, being arenas of vigorous, unrestrained debate to progenitors of thought control and censorship, and who's to blame?
Well, I think it's a confluence of factors. You know, postmodernism came in and about 40 years ago and said, hey, look, there are no privileged ways of knowing. There are no absolute truths. There are no human universals. All viewpoints are reasonable and could be held, right? And so who are you to say that gravity is what makes something fall? Maybe it's, I love that term, I heard it on Drunken Peasants podcast, maybe it's intelligent falling instead. So this idea that all possible frameworks are acceptable creates this sort of fake tolerance, right, where you know, who are we to judge about what is true or not? And so when somebody comes with a very dogmatic position, then they recoil at that, especially when that dogmatic position goes against the politically correct position. And so I think because of a very variety of confluence of factors, both academics and students are not armed to engage in reasoned debate.
We'll be back with Gad Saad after the break. Of course, no less than Edward Snowden came out against this yesterday in a tweet. He said, quote, an individual trying to limit speech at universities is interested in neither university nor justice. That's what Edward Snowden said about this yesterday. We'll be back. Final segment with Gad Saad after the break. Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's The Alex Alex Jones Show Live with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Going to go to your calls after our guest here in about 10 minutes' time. It's 1-800-259-9231. We're going to open the phones up to talk about whatever issue you want, you like. And, of course, InfoWarsStore.com. This is what drives the entire broadcast. Liver Cleanse, we've got 20% off on B12. We've got Brain Force. We've got Knockout, that's the sleep aid, which, of course, has got great reviews as well. InfoWarsStore.com to get all the supplements. Of course, we also sell T-shirts, DVDs, all manner of other products that you can use for yourself to wake people up, to start conversations. And it all goes to helping this broadcast, to building the platform that we've basically slaved over for the past 20 years to get to this level where we're having a direct impact on the narrative, challenging the mainstream media on all these issues. Coming up tonight, David Knight's going to be the host for InfoWars Nightly News, and they're going to be covering the debate, the Democratic debate, live. Of course, this is the first debate. Only six are scheduled, so this is going to be a short process. Of course, Hillary Clinton is completely afraid of saying anything whatsoever in public. That's going to be interesting. CNN, Anderson Cooper, said he's not going to try to mix up the candidates. David Knight will be grilling them, will be analysing them on their actual platform, what they actually stand for, rather than the sound bites, rather than the surface fluff. And that's all going to be live tonight. InfoWars Nightly News, hosted by David Knight. So be sure to tune in for that. We're talking to behavioural scientist Gad Saad, youtube.com/GadSaad. I wanted to touch on radical Islam because this is a subject that you've delved into, of course. Whenever I go really hard against Islam on social media, on InfoWars.com, and merely question whether it deserves the title of the religion of peace, I immediately get death threats. Again, proving my point. And, you know, I posted an image of ISIS toilet roll on Facebook, got death threats consistently for about 2 weeks, which, again, is why I question whether it's a religion of peace. But you've been critical of some of the tenets of Islam. You've looked at the Quran, and you've criticized liberals for basically not daring to oppose what is fundamentally an illiberal belief system. So how are liberals able to excuse and justify their immediate abandonment of liberal principles when it comes to criticism of Islam?
I think that's the big blind spot of so-called liberals, or again, I prefer to call them the regressive leftists, a term that is really taking off in the public discourse. I think it's because they make the mistake of assuming that Islam is a religion of the marginalized, of people of color. And therefore, when I look into my playbook of liberalism and progressivism, I know that I should not be criticizing people of color, because we all know that it's the patriarchy that's bad, it's the white man that's bad, and therefore I'm faced here with a dilemma. Is it okay for me to criticize the behavior of others if they score high on the victimology poker hand or not? Now, there is a new brand of liberals, and I like to think that I'm included in that group, that says, look, if you truly believe in fundamental liberal values, then you have to expect that all ideologies are fair game when it comes to criticism. Regrettably, the regressive leftists are not willing to do that. Again, because they view it as racist, phobic, bigoted to criticize an ideology. When we repeatedly state that you are not attacking individuals, most Muslims are undoubtedly perfectly lovely people, and yet the ideology to which they subscribe might contain tenets that are open for criticism. Surely that should be a liberal value that we all hold dear. They don't.
And even the Pope came out, you know, after Charlie Hebdo and said, you shouldn't make fun of people's religions. You shouldn't insult people's religions. That's not part of free speech. Again,
that was breathtaking. I just couldn't believe what he said. That
absolutely astonishing. What I wanted to ask, though, is, you know, we've had polls in France a few months ago. They found that 25% of young people in France, this is 18 to 25-year-olds, 25% in France support ISIS. That doesn't mean they're violent militants. It doesn't mean they're going to go and be terrorists. But ideologically they support ISIS. We found similar numbers in other European countries. How? I'll ask this question after the break. We're going to talk about that. We're going to give Gad Saad the final word on evolutionary consumption as well. And we're going to plug his YouTube channel, tell you how you can get his books. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Again, David Knight coming up tonight with live Democratic debate coverage on the InfoWars Nightly News. Your calls coming up, 1-800-259-9231. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
It's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're just finishing up here in the final 5 minutes with Gad Saad. We'll be going to your calls after that. Before the break, I just mentioned radical Islam. Again, it's a topic that I've covered. It's a topic that Gad Saad has covered on his YouTube channel. Again, polls in France, 25% of young people show ideological support for ISIS. Similar polls in other European countries. Just quickly on this, Gad Saad, how wide of the mark is this idea that advocates of radical Islam are only a tiny, tiny minority?
Well, I guess it depends how we define extremists, right? And I think Sam Harris tried to make that point. So if you say an extremist is somebody who holds very violent views and is willing to act on them, well, then it might be just a very small few percentages. If it's people who support those guys but then are not willing to themselves engage in the actual violence, then it becomes much larger. So if you like, the concentric circle gets larger depending on how we define extremism. But even if the number were very small, right? I mean, let's be charitable and say 5% of all people who are adherents of Islam are the most problematic. Well, 5% of 1.6 billion people is still a very sizable number. And so to argue that it is irrational, it is Islamophobic, right? It is a term that actually makes it insane for you to be afraid of that threat, right? You are insane. You suffer from an irrational phobia if you're fearful of that 5%. That's how, again, you shut down debate, right? Because people are going to think twice before they try to criticize an ideology that's going to certainly come after you, if not physically, to harm your reputation. So there is something to worry about. And the more people get up to talk about it, the better it will be for our future.
And again, just because you criticize radical belief systems like radical Islam doesn't mean that you hate Muslims. Just because you criticize radical feminism, which the vast majority of women don't even embrace, doesn't mean that you hate women. Now,
Let me just take a very simple example. There's a prayer in Judaism that says something to the effect of, you know, thank you, God, for not making me a woman. Now, if I say, I think that that particular prayer is abhorrent, it's misogynistic. I am making a specific statement about that particular tenet. It doesn't mean that I am anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic. Same idea with Islam. I could look at a particular tenet and criticize it without in no way implying any hatred or bigotry to people who are adherents of that religion.
Okay, just finishing up, I wanted to give you basically an open platform for a couple of minutes. Evolutionary consumption, you founded this field of study. Explain to the listeners what this is and what it tells us about human behavior.
So basically, contrary to most consumer psychologists, all consumer psychologists apply came along, which basically looked at consumer behavior as something that's learned, right? We are socialized to become consumers. We learn it from advertising. We learn it from movies. We learn it from our parents, from our peers. I came along and said, well, of course the environment matters. Yes, part of what makes us consumers is our unique environments, but there must be some indelible features of our evolutionary history that manifests itself when we put on our consumer hats. And so the work that I do looks at these biological underpinnings. So let me just give you a tangible example in case some of your viewers might not know what I'm talking about. So I did a study where I looked at how do women alter their beautification practices? How do they dress? Do they dress more sexily or less? Do they wear makeup or not? And I looked at that as a function of where they were in their menstrual cycle. Specifically, I argued that at the point of their menstrual cycle where they are in the ovulatory phase, in the fertile phase, this is where they would want to advertise themselves in the mating markets, right? And therefore, we did a study, this was one of my former doctoral students, where we tracked women's behavior for 35 contiguous days, because 35 days covers the length of most menstrual cycles. And we exactly found that when women are maximally fertile, they signal, right? To go back to the signaling question that we were talking about earlier. Well, that particular research question would have never been within the purview of a consumer psychologist who didn't recognize that consumers are biological beings that are shaped by these evolutionary forces. So what I try to do basically is marry biology and evolutionary theory in the context of consumer behavior.
And some of your videos on this have been really fascinating. Again, just in closing, tell people how they can find your YouTube channel, your Twitter, and some of your books.
Right. So my books, if you go to Amazon, all my books are listed. There's The Consuming Instinct, The Evolutionary Basis of Consumption, Evolutionary Psychology and the Business Sciences. I hope you check them out. I have a YouTube channel, so / I don't remember the exact thing, but if you do GadSav, you'll find me. Each of my videos is called The Sad Truth, and whatever the number is of that video. I cover all sorts of things: evolutionary psychology, consumer behavior, politics, the thought police, religion. And then, of course, they could follow me on Twitter at GadSaad, or they could go to my public Facebook page, Dr.GadSad. So different ways for us to connect. I hope you check out my work.
And you can see some of those accounts up on screen just a moment ago. It's been fascinating. Gad Saad, we'll be sure to check in with you again. Thanks for joining us today on The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. There goes Gad Saad again, youtube.com/GadSaad. Going to go to some of these calls now because some of them have been literally waiting almost 3 hours. Phil in Iowa, you're on the air. You want to talk about the presidential event today. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show, Paul, to listen to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's great.
And you're doing a great job. I mean, I would tune in even if I wasn't calling. Let me tell you why my call today, very specific. Love everything you guys were talking about. Love learning about Gad. That's the first time I've heard of him, so I'm going to definitely look him
up. Great.
Gad Saad, just Google it. It took me right to his Twitter, so real easy to find. And that's why am I calling you? I am in Iowa. Do you know the significance of that?
Sure.
If you make us mad, we'll elect your president. That's what we do here in Iowa. We have the first in the nation Iowa caucus, and that's a little bit different than the primary. Well, what we got coming up here in October, it's a Saturday, October 24th, so about 2 weeks, I'm going to have all the Republican presidential candidates. I'm an executive director for an organization, national organization called Patriots for Christ. Patriots for Christ USA, Paul. We are not politically correct. We are biblically correct. And I think what people worry about with political correctness is they're going to offend somebody and be obnoxious. They don't want to appear obnoxious. And I do that anyway, but being biblically correct, I'm less likely to do that. So, again, so we got the presidents. Why did I call? Paul, I'm going to be there. Now, there may be a specific candidate you'd like to ask a question of, and you don't have Jeb Bush there and one of his shills to do it. I'm going to do it, and my organization will do it. It's going to be a town hall question and answer. But for those people that can't make it, we're going to have them Twitter their questions. Are you still with me, Paul?
Sounds good to me. Be sure to call us back and tell us what happened. But sounds like a very good idea to challenge some of these Republican candidates, especially on their flip-flopping when it comes to the likes of Donald Trump. Erica in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Erica.
Hi, pleasure to talk to you. I wanted to say that I wanted to plug the X2. It's also very good topically. I got stung by a bee. I do landscaping. I get stung frequently. Usually it swells and hurts for hours, but I put the X2 on it, and I forgot I even got stung a half hour later. I also use it for an acne spot treatment. It works good on acne as well. A good way that I wake people up is I have them try a bite of a GMO strawberry, and then I have them try a bite of an organic strawberry. There is a big difference in taste there, and then they're usually open to hear whatever else I have to say. But the reason that I'm calling...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, these reviews are unsolicited. We don't ask people to call in and say this stuff, which is why if you look on the actual InfoWarsStore.com website, we have all these independent third-party reviews of people who've got these products and they work for them. And we get people calling in the show on a regular basis advocating these products, again, completely unsolicited, which is why, you know, people are really resonating with the efficacy of these different nutrients and supplements, X2, nascent iodine being one of them. But go ahead. What was your other point today?
My little brother is in high school. He was a junior last year, and I got him to start listening to the show with me. Last year when he was a junior, his history teacher told him that the Constitution was only meant to last 50 years. They're trying to teach children that the Constitution is outdated and that we need something new.
No, and you see that in a lot of the exam papers, really rubbishing the Constitution, introducing the idea that it's, you know, amenable, changeable, and really not teaching true American history, teaching this progressive slant on everything that America is bad and that we have to atone for our sins and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's really a problem, and it's why homeschooling is becoming more and more popular. Thanks for the call, Erica. Joachim in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hey, go ahead. You're on the air. What's your point today?
I first want to say I'm delighted to be on the air with you, and I am an InfoWarrior. I want to make two points today, as simply and as beautifully as I can, in a positive sense. And you've been asking for positive input, which we need.
Sure, sounds good. Go ahead.
We're overwhelmed as a nation and a world with the information just invading us all areas. I'm a man that's focused. And one of the things I want to stop today with you and say, Mr. Obama made a statement to the nation about trusting him and government. That hit me because this is the issue. For informed people, for people that are aware of what's going on, there is no trust. And perhaps it's time for us to boldly step up and say, well, our U.S. motto has been, in God we trust. Even the feds put it on our money. In God we trust. Maybe somebody would say, which God? And that would be a great question to discuss.
Well, yeah, we've got the article on Infowars.com, Obama, Americans suspicious of government is paralyzing. And, you know, he's made similar comments on this in the past. He's actually almost directly, not by name, but it was obvious, called out Alex Jones for encouraging people to have distrust in government. It's not Alex Jones's fault that people have distrust in government. It's not InfoWars's fault that they have distrust in government. It's the fact that you can't trust government. That's who's to blame for that. So when Obama tries to shift the blame and say that this is paralyzing his agenda, why is that a bad thing? That's a good thing. Trust in media, trust in government is at an all-time low. Of course, it does have negative side effects where people will then go out and trust anybody else. Doesn't necessarily mean that just because somebody's saying something different from the mainstream media that that's immediately true. You still have to have discernment. But again, that's positive from, you know, the angle of not trusting government is what brings freedom. You need gridlock. You need dissent. You don't want the rah-rah behind the president, you know, 90% approval rating, because that's how tyranny happens. That's how the Constitution gets shredded. And that article is up on the Drudge Report. Obama, American suspicion of government is paralyzing. Key article there by Steve Watson. Go and read that. Lauren in Ohio with solutions. You're on the air, Lauren. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And the solution is we understand what this country is. That Constitution is a body of negative law to control the maids and the butlers, the workers for government, not to tell the free people how they should live. So if we understood that and the fact that the Declaration of Independence, what is the purpose of government? To protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all men. So here's the solution. Obey God first. It's 10 little commandments. Who wants to be murdered? Who wants to be stolen from? If we would do the way God says to do, we wouldn't have these problems. Number two, keep your money in your pocket. Stop paying tax money that you don't owe. Why don't you look up the U.S. Statute that basically tells you what it's your election to be in the government and pay taxes or not. And I believe it's 26 U.S.C. 6013 G4A. Is how to exempt yourself, to send notification to the IRS to withdraw your signatures from the W-4, the contract where you're going to give them your money. Number three, keep your children in your home or privately school them, meaning you could hire a teacher, six people on a block, hire a teacher, and have that teacher teach your children what you want them to learn. The mass indoctrination would not be possible except that we have these massive public school institutions. And I ran
for okay, well, thanks for the call. We'll have to stick with three for now because we've got these callers holding. Matt in Oklahoma has been waiting a while. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm going to try to bounce around real quick as fast as I can because I have a lot of stuff that you guys will find interesting. The odd thing that I heard this morning, you know, is on NPR, which is kind of a strange source for this, but they said that Playboy is no longer going to be publishing fully nude women in their magazines because the political atmosphere has changed too much. So they've totally, you know, neutered, if you will, it down to maximum level status. So I don't know, you know, what that means for the magazine industry or whatnot. I'm sure other
people. No, I mean, this is a theme that we've seen with sex-negative feminists, you know. Whether you agree with nude women in Playboy or not, I mean, whether you agree with porn or not, it's about preventing women from making their own choices. You know, they're banning grid girls. They're banning all kinds of avenues for women to have careers by using their attractiveness, by using their good looks. And it's basically, again, ugly, obnoxious feminists that nobody is attracted to hating attractive, successful women. That's what it boils down to. And that's why this politically correct wave of sex negativism preventing women from doing what they want to, we're seeing it more and more, and we're seeing it today. Playboy says it will no longer print images of nude women. So again, that is another story which we posted up on the website. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Yes, good afternoon. I was talking about here in Austin yesterday, there was an incredible display of chemtrail or vapor trail, as one would perceive it. And the reason I'm calling is for the people that have a problem with the chemtrail explanation. They would say to me, well, commercial airlines are flying, and just the conditions today are ripe for vapor trails, and there's just vapor trails all over the place. Well, today the conditions are the same, and anybody take a look outside, there's not a single one, hadn't been all day. And yesterday, I mean, the sky was painted. There were so many of them. And then also commercial airliners run in corridors, and the whole sky was painted with vapor or chemtrails, as you would have it. And so I just wanted to bring that up, and I wish that there would be somebody that's got the scientific whatever or the money to take some samples of the dust that's fallen on the city this week and have it analyzed and see what they've been spraying on us.
They actually did analyze some of that. I think it was back 5 or 6 years ago. There was a news channel that analyzed it, but it turned out that the original tests were wrong, so it's still up for debate. Obviously, different atmospheric conditions do produce different effects in terms of contrails, and it's an issue that we've covered at length. Going to try and fit in one or two more of your calls in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live. Also, a little bit of news coming up. Stay tuned for that. Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
segment of The Alex Jones Show. Of course, we got the fourth hour coming up with David Knight. Moscow's embassy rocketed after U.S. armed al-Nusra calls for killing Russians. This is an article by Kurt Nimmo up on Infowars.com. After the U.S. provided insurgents in Syria with tons for ammunition and weapons, the Russian embassy in Damascus was struck by two rockets. AFP reports claim the rockets were fired by Islamist rebels from the eastern edge of the capital. No deaths or injuries were reported, but obviously now they're targeting Russia because of Russia's airstrikes against Syria. Again, this is about a week after John McCain came out and said, basically we need to arm the rebels to an even greater degree so they can shoot down Russian fighter jets, again threatening to cause World War III. And he basically said, just like we did in Afghanistan, just like we armed jihadists in Afghanistan, which of course, you know, that was a cakewalk, wasn't it? That had no bad consequences whatsoever. Only the rise of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and 9/11. Yeah, what could go wrong, right? So they've given these weapons to the FSA jihadists. They hand them on to al-Nusra. They hand them on to these other jihadist groups. They hand them on to ISIS in many cases. They defect to ISIS. And now we've got jihadists just outside of Damascus rocket attacking the Russian embassy. We've also got Zero Hedge reporting US paradrops 50 tons of ammo to Syrian rebels. So it was in the media, you know, we're scaling back the arming of the Syrian rebels. They trained four or five moderates at a cost of $500 million. A complete failure of a policy, if you believe it was ever meant to fail in the first place. Now that Russia is actually wiping out ISIS, these NATO-armed, these US-armed jihadists are targeting Russia to an even greater degree because they don't want Russia to wipe out ISIS because ISIS is allied with NATO in terms of toppling Bashar al-Assad. Final caller, Mike in Wyoming. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, hi, Paul. I tried to make this point once before, but apparently didn't get across. There's a good book called Surrendering Islam by a guy named Livingston that explains this radical so-called fundamentalist Islam in Saudi and the other Gulf states. It was created by British intelligence back in the middle of the 19th century for the purpose of imploding Islam from within. They used a whacked-out character named Abdul Wahhab, as in Wahhabi, who hated Islam, wanted to go back to the pre-Islamic pagan gods. And this, you can distinguish these guys by the black satanic uniforms and flags that they fly. They are not true Islam, even though they've been led to believe that they are. That's not to say that ordinary Islam is necessarily compatible with the West, but these guys, you know, the al-Nusras and the ISIS and these other related sects are heretics within Islam. And we don't want to go to war with the entire Islamic world, and it's important to make that distinction. So,
no, it definitely is, and I don't think that's a distinction that really translates. I mean, in a sense, ISIS have become rock stars to many Muslims, even immigrants living in European countries. We mentioned the polls earlier, you know, 25% of young people in France support ISIS. So it's a major problem tearing down this image that ISIS represents all Islam, or the cool, the hip, the edgy side of Islam, when, of course, it's completely barbaric. That's going to do it, though, for the Alex Jones Show. We've got David Knight coming up for the fourth hour. Basically, we're going to have a live coverage of the Democratic debates tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. David Knight and Leanne McAdoo. The Twitter hashtag is hashtag DemDebate. So that's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News. Be sure to tune in for that. But stick around next, because David Knight is going to cover this issue. We're going to talk about what the candidates really stand for, what media is not going to tell you about them. I've been Paul Joseph Watson for The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com.